Pink Live at the Bing Lounge with James. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Apparently, Portland is the Austin of America at the moment.
Yes, it is.
In terms of music.
Yeah, we're getting quite a reputation. Well, speaking of cities, Manchester, England, in the early days, it was groups like the Hollies, the Bee Gees, 10cc, then later on Joy Division, the Smiths, New Order. Is there something in the water there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's because it rains a lot and it's
like Portland,
a little bit miserable.
Yeah.
And so we have to find things to do.
Yeah, it's boredom.
Boredom
forces creativity.
Boredom works. Your real breakthrough here in the States was 1993's Laid, which was a great album, title track you just did. Brian Eno helped you with that album, and he seems like this enigmatic character to me, because I've never even seen him interviewed or anything, but I see his name in a lot of different places. What's he like to work with?
He doesn't exist. He's a figment of many bands' imagination.
Seems to be working.
Yeah. Yeah, we created him for 5 albums, I think, we made with him in the end. He's astonishing. He has the most amazing brain. His problem solving, it's just any kind of technical problem, any problem with a song becomes this exciting adventure, rather like a childlike attitude to everything. And it's infectious. And so you start to kind of working 18-hour days to try and solve how you can make this bit work and this bit work. And we loved working with him. It was an absolute unadulterated pleasure, really, wasn't it?
So you did take a few years off. What was the motivation for getting back together?
I left 2001.
Yeah.
I think it was like 6 years later, and these guys rang me and it just, we'd all changed, and people become family people, and we got a bit more grounded, and we could communicate better. It was all about communication. We when we split, we were still making music we were very proud of, but as a family, we were incredibly dysfunctional. Yeah. And it was like, okay, can we change that? And we could. And the other motivation, I think, for me was seeing, say, Springsteen reform the E Street Band.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best gigs I've ever seen. And reforming bands has always seemed like a really seedy, tacky thing to do, you know. But it was like, oh, you can do it. And you make new music. And we gave ourselves the challenge that, you know, we'll come back, but as long as we can make music as good now as our past, so we don't blow our tradition.
Nice.
And we think we've done that.
So far, so good.
But we live in a bubble of our own illusions. Don't trust me.
That's okay. It's good. They know you're there. Well, thanks so much for stopping into the lounge. Kink Live at the Bing Lounge After Hours. This is James.